2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome on in. Cougar Tracks podcast powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your BYU insider, Mitch Harper, and happy as always to have you on board to the podcast wherever you may be listening. Thanks for taking the time to check it out, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google Play, Spotify. Leave that rating and a review. It helps out the show a ton. And of course, check it out on KSLSports.com, all the BYU coverage we got, Jazz, Utes, whatever you're into, we got it covered at KSLSports.com and also the KSL Sports app on iOS and Android. We got a lot to get to on today's episode of the show, so settle on in, sit back, enjoy the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Mitch_Harper. BYU and ESPN, much discussed TV contract, what was going to be the future of BYU with the worldwide leader, and rest assured, as we've been saying here on the podcast and everyone out there has been saying, BYU and ESPN, they're going to be dancing once again. They're going to be together. They're going to be married at the hip again, and BYU football games in Provo are going to be on ESPN networks, and that's a great thing because ESPN still runs the roost in college football. They run it. They still have all the power in college football. Now, Fox, they're creeping up, man. Fox is creeping up the ladder, making a bigger push to get in on college football. I mean, their big noon kickoff has become a big deal. And Fox in general has just done a really nice job with their college football coverage. However, ESPN is still the king. And BYU has a deep, rich, strong connection and relationship with ESPN. They've went through a lot together. It's well documented, the history between BYU and ESPN. And reports surfaced late Monday that BYU and ESPN have agreed to a 7-year contract, a new contract to have BYU football games on the worldwide leader. That report, of course, coming from Brett McMurphy from Watch Stadium. So BYU going to be on ESPN networks for 7 years all the way up to 2026. So that's big news for BYU. It's an important piece to BYU's football independence because without ESPN, let's face it, BYU's just like, what, UMass? Only they got BYU TV, a public television network, but no one in the college football world thinks of BYU TV when going through their Saturday programming routines on a college football Saturday. They just don't. They're not looking for BYU TV. They might stumble across it maybe if BYU was playing a great opponent, but you're not going to get those great opponents into Provo if you were only on BYU TV. That's just the facts. So having ESPN is a huge deal for BYU. And you look over the years, I mean, BYU, when they went independent, when they declared their football independence, it was predicated on getting more exposure and expanding their reach and their brand all across the country to their national worldwide following that they have. Because BYU fans, I mean, I'm talking to you right now. You guys are a passionate, passionate group. There is a reason why there are so many people that cover BYU sports, because you guys consume content like no other. There might be in-state Power 5 programs like Utah. There might be other programs in the state. There might be NBA teams, but BYU fans consume content like no other. It's so unique. It's a unique deal with BYU. And that's why I think there's so much interest still from ESPN in regards to BYU, because when BYU's rolling and they're winning and they're playing good football teams, BYU fans are going to tune in. They're going to watch games. So BYU and ESPN reportedly agree on a new 7-year deal, according to Brett McMurphy from Watch Stadium. Now, I reached out to BYU for an official comment, and they had no official statement or response in regards to Brett McMurphy's report. BYU eventually is going to announce this when it's all finalized, because there's still some fine details that need to be sorted out between BYU and ESPN. The TV side, that's expected and reportedly done. Now, even Tom Homo back in June said that the TV side was done. It's just now the bowl situation has got to sort itself out. Let's kind of play that segment. Tom Homo, BYU athletic director, he spoke with KSL 5 TV's Dave McCann and BYU TV host Dave McCann at BYU Football Media Day in a pre-recorded segment. And this was Tom Homo and Dave McCann discussing BYU and the ESPN contract.
We're in a good spot. We're at the tail end, and there's been some good negotiations. We've been with ESPN for a long time. They've done a lot of our games. They've helped us out in so many ways, and we look forward to continuing in the future. It's interesting that this ESPN contract is kind of bifurcated. You have the broadcast rights for our home games at BYU, and then you have the bowl series. Right. And that bowl season is a little bit more nuanced than it used to be. So that's one of the reasons why it's taken a little more time to get to the end.
The TV games is set. It's the bowl situation which is taking a little longer, right?
Yeah, so I mean, people have to realize that ESPN does a lot more bowl games than taking care of BYU.
Yeah.
So they're really the leader in all the bowls. They own bowls. They broadcast bowls. They do most of the bowls in college football. And so they're not just looking to take care of BYU, but they have a lot of conferences and bowl associations in which they're involved with, and they're going to do the best job for all their the people in the ESPN family.
As an independent, you've got to have a major TV partner to make it viable and to operate in the black. This new contract, about the same as the other one, 3, 4, 5 years?
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll give us time to know that we have comfort in going forward to make plans economically and PR-wise, marketing-wise, which will be great to continue to have them. But it also will give us an opportunity to be able to look into the future football-wise and what we can do with scheduling.
There, you see in the next 4 or 5 years more of a ESPN saying, hey, we'll get you in a bowl, as opposed to you'll be in this bowl, you'll be in this bowl, you'll be in this bowl.
Well, the first contract that we did that we're just ending now, we had individually named games,
right,
bowl games for every year. It looks like this time around, it might be maybe we have some primary games that will be known, but there's some nuances in that we could try to get out of maybe some of those primaries if we have an opportunity to get into a secondary bowl. Right now you have the P5 schools, which might have a Big Ten 7 against a SEC 6. And if they can't fill those games, it might be a big bowl which ESPN would try to place us in. So contractually, ESPN working with all those bowls and all those conferences and BYU, trying to, like I said before, make sure they take care of everybody in the ESPN family.
A lot to unpack right there. That was, again, BYU Athletic Director Tom Homo back in June at BYU Football Media Day discussing BYU and ESPN with Dave McCann on BYU TV. Now, interesting stuff there again, because I think it's still relevant to today. Fast forward to 6 months later, we're now in December. I think it's still relevant to the conversation because, again, nothing official yet announced from BYU side of things. They're still working to finalize the deal. I would expect probably something maybe in January, potentially, because Tom Homo usually addresses the media on his annual roundtable in the month of January. So I think ideally it gets sorted out then, maybe the end of the calendar year as well, to have BYU kind of celebrate that moment with ESPN and give Tom Holmoe something to discuss and highlight in his athletic department and his football program. But, you know, BYU and ESPN, the TV side is hammered out. You even heard that in the interview. But the bowl situation is fascinating to me. This year, BYU going to be going to the Hawaii Bowl coming up on Christmas Eve. But BYU has known for, what, 3 years that they're going to go to the Hawaii Bowl in 2019. Think back to last season. BYU was a bowl free agent. They had no contracted bowl tie-in. ESPN did them a solid and got them into the famous Idaho Potato Bowl to play Western Michigan and basically, in essence, booted Wyoming from the bowl season, even though they were a bowl-eligible team. ESPN took care of BYU and got them in a bowl game, an ESPN event bowl game, that is. So these primary games, maybe you'll hear, you know, 2020, 2021, whatever it may be, this game will probably be the likely destination, but it gives hope that potentially if BYU was to somehow have a special season, and I know you're not thinking about special seasons on the heels of a 13-3 loss to San Diego State, but hear me out, folks. If they did have a special season, maybe it could be rewarded with a bigger bowl game against a Power 5 team, because I think that's one of the areas of independence that's got to get better. It's got to get better, because I think scheduling, it's clear BYU can schedule games. It's went off with ease. I remember when BYU declared their independence, it was the thought of, how are they going to put together a schedule? How are they going to get 12 teams on the schedule every year? That hasn't been an issue. BYU's now booked for the next 2 or 3 years. They're loaded. They're ready to go. And they got great schedules on the docket. And now with ESPN potentially through 2026, according to reports, they've got enough future and enough years with ESPN on this deal to really continue to plan and forecast how they're going to approach their scheduling agreements. And the thing is, it's interesting too, according to this report, with 2026 being the timeline as to when BYU would be scheduled with ESPN to have all their home football games on ESPN networks, that's also coincides with the end of the current college football playoff agreement. So is that reading between the lines? Potentially, maybe a little bit, because the college football playoff, they have a 12-year agreement in place now. And it's potential that after that college football playoff agreement, the first contract is done, maybe there could be potential movement in college football or the TV contracts in 2024, 2025. No one truly knows what's going to happen in the next round of realignment, the playoff, whatever it may be in college football. No one truly knows. But that timing is kind of interesting. And also, it should be noted, BYU is going to have an opt-out. If they do land in a Power 5 conference, ESPN will do right by them and allow them the chance to opt out of their current deal. That was actually reported, too, by the San Diego Union-Tribune, Mark Ziegler, who did a piece recently on BYU and their football independence with Tom Holmoe. So BYU and ESPN, it's a good situation. It's a good setup. And the ESPN vice president of college sports programming, Pete Derzis, he's got nothing but praise for BYU.
It's outstanding. Long-standing relationship, great respect for what BYU has brought to the table. You know, it's a national program, and we're proud to be their television partner.
That was Pete Derzis, ESPN Vice President of College Sports Programming, after BYU got their sixth win, clinched the Hawaii Bowl bid. He spoke with members of the media like myself and had that commentary on the relationship between ESPN and BYU. It's a strong one. And it's going to be interesting also to figure out, you know, the type of money BYU potentially brings. It's been estimated, you know, anywhere from $5 to $6 million BYU's pulling down annually with ESPN in the first deal. I don't really expect BYU to get much more money, honestly. I think the schedule inventory is better and it warrants a little bit more money, but at the same time, ESPN is the biggest reason potentially why you're getting those games. I think BYU's brand is still good and holds a lot of cachet with the ADs of college football, and they look at BYU as a respectable program that's going to be a consistent 7-8 win team, but they also understand the risk involved with playing BYU, because if you lose to them, it's DEFCON 5 if you lose to them, because then it's like, okay, who are you going to fire if you lose to BYU? So there's a lot of risk involved with playing the Cougars, but if they can give you a game on a primetime ESPN slot, give you exposure, additional exposure that maybe you wouldn't get playing a P5 team that's like a Wake Forest or something along those lines, it's worth your time. It's worth, there's value there to playing in big-time college football settings. And BYU, with being on ESPN and having that partnership, it provides that opportunity. That USC game, that was a huge audience. National window on ABC, primetime or afternoon network coverage. It's a big window and an opportunity for both those teams to put themselves in front of the national landscape early in the season. So, you know, BYU can provide that with ESPN. So financially, I don't expect ESPN to suddenly give BYU this windfall of money. We'll never really know the official numbers from BYU because, of course, they're a private institution and they're not going to release those figures. But I would hope for BYU's sake they get a little bit more money. But I think the biggest value still is just the partnership and the relationship with BYU, or with ESPN, excuse me. I think that's going to be the biggest value for BYU. Even Bronco Mendenhall years ago said the financial gain with ESPN, it wasn't the financial aspect that made it valuable. It was the scheduling. It was ESPN's ability to broker games and neutral sites and things of that nature. That was the value of ESPN. Without ESPN, you don't get those opportunities. And I think that's, again, why BYU is partnering with ESPN again. And that money, you would hope it's going to be more, but BYU just is not going to be able to operate like the budgets of the Power 5 teams are going to go up against. It's just the reality until they get potentially in a Power 5 conference, which is going to be tougher and tougher as the years go by. But the bowl situation is fascinating to me, because I think that maybe it gives hope that you don't know your bowl destination right away. Because in 2018, last year, it was kind of fun to see the speculation and where BYU could end up. Yeah, no one was thrilled about famous Idaho Potato Bowl. That's a terrible setting in December. I get that. But still, it was kind of fun to see, oh, they could end up there. They could end up in the First Responders Bowl. It could be, you know, this and that. It was kind of fun to speculate. And that's kind of one of the things that you do like about not just knowing, oh, you're in the Hawaii Bowl, and that's that, and that's a wrap. So that should be something that could potentially be exciting to see for BYU in this new television agreement with ESPN. And you heard in that clip with Tom Homo earlier in the show, you know, he kind of posed the hypothetical of two P5 teams that maybe can't fill those bowl dates or those bowl slots from the Power 5 conferences, BYU and ESPN can maybe step in. That's got to be the value of ESPN too in this next wave. Maybe they don't offer as much financially, but they can say to BYU, hey, we're going to do right by you in the bowl season and give you the best possible matchups you can get. Because you look over the years with BYU in bowl games, back in the days of Lavelle Edwards and the Hawaii, or the Holiday Bowl, excuse me, BYU would play Power 5 teams all the time. There was a lot of value to that. Now it is tough to get a Power 5 team in the postseason for BYU. If ESPN can help BYU get a P5 team or a game that's going to have a higher payout, a higher payday, that's where maybe that financial gap can close just a little bit, and there can be more financial lucrative incentives involved for BYU if they have a chance at bigger and better payout bowl games down the line. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. I hope you enjoyed it. BYU and ESPN locked down for reportedly another 7 years. We'll continue to monitor this story on KSLSports.com, KSL News Radio, KSL5 TV as well. Follow me on Twitter at @Mitch_Harper. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google Play, and Spotify. Leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps out the show a ton. We'll be back with you maybe a little bit later on Tuesday. Going to have a BYU versus Utah basketball preview with Crimson Corner host Trevor Allen, getting an insight on the game, and also maybe talk a little bit about the college football playoff scenario for the Utes, as well as BYU basketball gets ready to take on the Utes in a hardwood rivalry edition. Pope and Larry Kraskowiak should be a pretty good one. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more here on the Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.